Ultimate Top 5, a show where we count things down and we rank them and we put them in an order that each of us comprehends, some of us more so than others.
Yeah.
And we call it a list. This is Top 5. This week on Top 5, the top 5 most annoying cartoon characters. This sent in from one of our listeners at podcast@majorspoilers.com. The top 5 annoying cartoon characters. My number 5, many people would think, is number 1.
Oh, wow.
And this only starts the bottom of my list.
Is it him? It's him, isn't it?
It is Snarf. Snarf.
Yeah, you know that
cat thing from Thundercats? Whatever that was. What was Snarf? What was he supposed
Snarf
to be?
Was
he's
cat
like a pet.
Lizard thing.
I don't know. He's
well,
freaking annoying.
The problem is your protagonists are cats, so you can't have a pet cat if you're a cat, because that's like enslaving your own people.
Goofy had a dog.
Yeah, but that's different. The Disney universe, the rules aren't consistent.
Oh,
Pluto
gotcha.
Is a dog. Goofy is also a dog. You know, it's not consistent.
So Snarf is my number 5, just because all I did is snarf, snarf, snarf.
Snarf,
snarf. Snarf, snarf.
I wish Rodrigo was here. Rodrigo does the best snarf.
Snarf.
Snarf, snarf. Nobody listens to snarf.
Snarf. I will kill them all, snarf, snarf. When they least expect it, snarf.
Snarf.
Okay, Zach, what do you have as your number 5?
Yeah, so, I mean, my pedigree of cartoons is not as deep or as old as my two fellow co-hosts this week. So my number 5 comes from the ripe old 90s, and from a character of a show that I quite was fond of when I was little, and still kind of am today. I'll catch it every once in a while. From the show SpongeBob SquarePants, my number 5 is Pearl. Mr. Krabs' daughter.
Oh, yeah, daughter. Yeah. The whale.
She was featured.
Explain that
in some...
to me. Explain that to me. How does a crab have a whale for a daughter?
I think it's adoption.
Gotta be adoption. Okay.
Otherwise,
unless his wife was a whale.
True.
I mean, if his wife was a whale, she could be a whale crab hybrid who only shows the external characteristics.
Yeah, I think whale is actually a recessive gene. And so
I'd also like to point out that the main character is a sponge and his best friend is a squirrel in a diving suit.
Yeah.
So
that makes
maybe
a lot more
figuring
sense
out
than
the genus and taxonomy here is not the biggest problem.
Pearl is featured in some fairly good episodes, like when SpongeBob goes to prom.
Yes.
But she's fairly annoying in all of them, mostly because she's crying or trying to spend all of Mr. Krabs' money. Or pretty much does the only two things she does.
You could put, like, every character from the SpongeBob SquarePants universe on your list.
Wait till we get to my number 1.
Not true, because there's one who's the awesomest ever.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Now, young Zach, I don't think you should be ashamed of being young. There is no shame in being young, so long as you're willing to expose yourself to the things.
I expose myself all the time.
And I can tell you that being young, you know, when I was roughly your age, my number 5 came into play. And my number 5, as often my biggest complaints do, comes from the world of comic books into the world of cartoons. And there's something that, you know, an argument that you hear, it's not the Avengers without Captain America and Iron Man and Thor. And it's not the Justice League of America without Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman. But I will argue to you that that is not true. However, it is true that the Fantastic Four is not the Fantastic Four without Reed and Sue and Ben and Johnny. But in 1978, Hanna-Barbera, and I am not by any means taking any shots at Hanna-Barbera. If you look at the tattoos on my knuckles, left hand Hanna, right hand Barbera. I have an odd number of fingers. Just deal with it. But Hanna-Barbera.
We all have an odd number of fingers.
10 is an even number, Steve.
I've got 5 on one hand and 5 on another.
Whoa.
Which adds up to 10, which is still an even number, Steve.
No, not on each hand.
More importantly, Barbera is a 7-letter word. Now, as I was saying, the Fantastic Four, 4 people who are fantastic, in 1978, Hanna-Barbera adapted the Fantastic Four, but did not have the rights to all 4 of the Fantastic Four. There are some who will tell you there's an urban legend that claims that we couldn't put the Human Torch on television because we were afraid children would set themselves on fire. This is not true. The actual truth is the Human Torch was optioned somewhere else for a TV movie, and so they replaced him with Herbie, the robot. Herbie is voiced by Frank Welker. That is the end of the positive statements that one can make about Herbie the Robot. End of list. Herbie the Robot is the most annoying thing, I swear to you, in superhero comic book cookie cartoon cover. It's words that start with C. And even though he's only my number five, I really wanted to smash him. I wanted to smash him with hammers. Simply because he was not just replacing a beloved character in the Fantastic Four. You know, not just that he wasn't actually a fourth member. He was a cute little robot. And then, oh, I hate Herbie. Herbie must die. And that's why he's my number five.
So my number four also comes in the form of comic book in a way.
Mm-hmm.
In the fact that these two characters are obsessed with superhero comics. They love action figures. They're sadly hyperactive, super energetic, and and at best slow-witted.
Oh no, not these guys.
I am talking about the Nickelodeon series that my son engaged in for almost 6 months. And then I asked him tonight at dinner, I was like, so why did you think Fanboy and Chum Chum were interesting? Because they were really super annoying. And he just looked at me straight faced and was just like, who? Fanboy and Chum Chum. This is a Nickelodeon series. It brought in, you know, millions of viewers to watch this thing. And I don't remember how many episodes there were. Too many.
Seven.
Well, it probably there was, let's see. Yeah, there's probably about 20, 30 in the two seasons that they had.
Nickelodeon season is about 26 episodes.
Yeah, so what's neat is that these kids are really into comic books, and a lot of their adventures kind of spin out of or have references to a lot of our favorite comic book tropes and those kinds of things. But these two are super annoying, especially whatever the world is that they live in, the icy, the version of the icy that they have. They get a little bit too much of that in one episode and just go insane. So my number four, Fanboy and Chum Chum, that whole show is annoying. All the characters are annoying. I say give it a pass, and they make my number four and the most annoying cartoon characters. Zach, what you got? Zach.
Now, I didn't clarify this before we started the show, but cartoon does not keep anything within the realm of a TV show, correct?
Cartoons is cartoons.
Is an animated thing, correct?
Yeah.
I don't care. I sort of work around if you'd said that anyways. So, my number four comes from a movie world, from the mystical land of Disney, featured in one of my favorite Disney animated shows ever, Aladdin. My number four is that dang bird, Iago.
Aww.
Again,
he's the only sensible one.
Huh?
He's the only sensible one.
Yeah, but he's annoying. One, his
well,
voice.
He's a bird.
His voice. Well, birds. Yeah, birds
voice
are not
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, right. His voice kind of piercing, especially when he starts complaining. He does do a nice imitation of the princess. I'll give him that. It's very nice. but besides that, I mean, he comes with some funny every once in a while with some crackers, but really. The bird is just a sour spot in the whole point of Aladdin. I could do with less Iago in the movie. I mean, if I take out Iago, does the whole movie suffer? Maybe a little bit. But certainly the most annoying character in that movie.
Okay.
That's my number four.
That's your number four.
Yeah.
Iago from Aladdin. Matthew, who do you have as your number four?
My number four, we don't have to argue the definition of cartoon. But we do have to argue the definition of annoying, because annoying can mean a lot of things to me. I mean, annoying can mean you want to put someone's eyes out, as with Snarf, or it can mean, you know, with my number five, you just want them to die. My number four is not someone that I want to be destroyed. In fact, I've seen him destroyed. But more importantly, it's actually a character that I kind of have a soft spot for, a little fondness for. But he is the most annoying character ever in his first American appearance. It is the year 2005. The evil Decepticons, blah, 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 take over the world. During the events of Transformers, the movie, Supreme Autobot Commander Optimus Prime is killed in battle. And the Autobot Matrix of Leadership is passed on to Ultra Magnus, my number four. Ultra Magnus has three strikes against him. Strike one. His alt form is exactly the same as Optimus Primes. It's like a 1956 Freightliner cab over, only white instead of red. Two, he is one of the characters in the Transformers the movie who is stunt cast. He's voiced by Robert Stack from Unsolved Mysteries. So strike two against Ultra Magnus. And be advised, Ultra Magnus fan talking here. But the reason why he is the most annoying character for me is during the events of Transformers the movie, when the Autobots are under attack, right? Ultra Magnus is like, ugh, ugh, ugh. There's a point where his second in command is like, Ultra Magnus, the other ship just got blown up. Cup and Hot Rod just bought it. What does the Supreme Commander of the Autobot Legion say at that point, Zachary?
Transform and roll out.
Pizza on Saturday.
Right. Something command-like or something inspiring or something meaningful. You know what Ultra Magnus says?
No.
I can't deal with that right now. And then he crashes his ship onto the planet Junkion, and he's attacked by Junkions, and he's trying to call upon the power of the wisdom, the combined wisdom of the Autobots, back to the very first Autobot leader, Alpha Trion. And he's got his fingers in this matrix of leadership, and he's trying to... What do you say if you were trying to commune with the spirits of your elders, the wisdom of the elders from beyond? What would you say other than Shazam?
I would ring a gong, and I say, old ones, please speak to me.
Right. Ultra Magnus says, open, damn it, open!
No, actually, that sounds better than what I had.
It kind of does, actually.
Yeah.
Ultra Magnus is annoying because he is so unsuitable for the role thrust upon him, and he makes no attempt to try and be a good commander, a good manager, or a good leader. He's just kind of flopping around until, thankfully, Rodimus Prime steps up, and he's like, I am Rodimus Prime, and Ultra Magnus is like, geez, thank God, can I be number two again? It's a moment where you kind of want to punch him. He later redeems himself. And, you know, it's not like he's the worst character in Transformers history. Skylinks. But my number four, Ultra Magnus, is very annoying simply because of Transformers the movie and his role in it. Plus, you know, Rodimus Prime is funny.
All right.
Right on.
Yes. Now we're up to what? Three?
Three.
Three. Number three.
My number three, a student by day, a ballet dancer by day. She loves puppies, unicorns, playing dolls with her friends, and of course, messing around in her brother's laboratory.
D&D Brian?
I am talking about Dee Dee, Dexter's sister from Dexter's Laboratory.
I was close.
You got the D's part.
I did.
I don't know why I find her so annoying. I don't know if it's because she embodies every single stereotype that people think about young girls, which is, you know, bad in itself.
Yeah.
Or the fact that she just annoys Dexter to no end and is always messing up his stuff instead of just stay out of my room. And of course, that squishy noise.
That's true.
Squishy noise.
That she makes when she walks.
I never watched Dexter's Lab.
That's okay. You only have to watch it once. And then you'll know.
Dee Dee's voice actor is really grating.
Yeah.
Oh, really crazy.
Yes. You only need to watch one episode of Dee Dee to know why she is on my number three most annoying cartoon character.
Hmm.
So there you go, Zach.
Seems suitable.
Yes, there you go.
Seems suitable, but I can top that.
You think?
With my number three.
Okay.
As previously mentioned on this episode and multiple times before in my life, I was born in the 90s.
What?
Yeah. Big thing in the 90s.
I graduated college when I was in the 90s.
Well, we have some things in common then.
No, we really don't. We really don't.
Big thing in the 90s, this thing from the Japan, the Pokemon.
Pokemon. If you say Jigglypuff, I'm coming over this table
and choking the life out of you. Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff has a beautiful voice.
I'll just laugh.
No, beautiful voice. Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
Please put me to sleep.
Jigglypuff.
But no, my number three comes from the land of Pokemon.
From a land of Pokemon.
One of the most prominent players in the Pokemon verse, and that is
Squirtle,
Pikachu.
Oh, Pikachu.
Pikachu, not a very nice voice. Loving character. I think a great best friend candidate.
Yeah.
It can really help you in a bind. You kind of just take your iPhone charger, plug it into some orifice, and then boom, fully charged iPhone. Wow. a lot of good things about Pikachu. I gotta tell you, that voice. It's too much for me.
This is just like, yeah. I can see that, I guess, from annoying voice side, although I would argue that Squirtle is much worse.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you do a Squirtle?
Squirtle, Squirtle.
Squirtle, Squirtle.
Squirtle, 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 Squirtle.
Don't listen to that.
Squirtle, Squirtle.
This is why you don't want to watch the Pokemon.
Squirtle.
See, it comes down to a lot of my annoying choices is not like characteristics. It's like, I don't like your voice.
Yeah, that happens.
At least the last two. Not so much my next couple.
Out of friendship and respect, I shall not follow up that statement.
How about following it up with your number three, Matthew?
My number three also has an annoying voice. But here's the thing. When you go back into history, there is a fine tradition. And that tradition goes back to the very earliest days of American rock and roll. And that tradition is the novelty single. You remember "They're Coming to Take Me Away," ha ha, hee hee ho ho, or "I'm Henry VIII," or I don't know, ooh, that really good one, "Santa and the Satellite," where Santa is attacked by aliens.
Ooh, don't forget to take the last train to Clarksville.
Exactly, except for it's "Take the Last Finger" that you can see right now, and guess which one it is, Steven Schleicher.
I'm number one, woohoo!
And on both hands, and an even number of fingers.
No, still but odd. No,
back in 1958, a man named Ross Bagdasarian recorded a novelty single called "Witch Doctor." And eventually that evolved into a secondary thing where he would sing a song in a speed-up voice like a chipmunk, and then it became a show. And then there was Alvin and Simon and Theodore. And in the 80s, I had three sisters, so I never got to pick what was on TV. So every Saturday morning, when I could be watching Mr. T, when I could be watching, you know, the Pink Panther, we had to watch Alvin.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to change my number one and two now.
And the freaking Chipmunks. And Alvin of the Chipmunks is the worst character in the history of the universe. He is vain. He's greedy. He's hateful to his brothers and sisters. He's vainglorious. He's rude. There is nothing about Alvin that makes him in any way a decent character, thing, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, he's a super
Everything
ego
about him
is
awful.
He's super
awful.
Ego.
And more importantly, it's his show. It's Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's not, you know, the Chipmunks' adventures. It's Alvin and the Chipmunks. How does a jerk like that get to be the face of the Chipmunks? I mean,
he's the cutest.
He's not the cutest.
He doesn't wear
Theodore
glasses.
Theodore is the cutest. Theodore is chubby and naive and sweet and thinks that Wyoming is an alien planet. And Simon is smart. Simon is thoughtful. Simon is empathetic. Simon is decent. But you know who gets to be the face of the Chipmunks?
The popular one.
The jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And that jerk, Alvin, is my number three most annoying cartoon characters of all time. Alvin!
So, now we're at our number twos. And there are a lot of number twos that you could put on this list, including a number two from South Park. But my number two gets its origin from this idea that our show is beginning to flounder and we need to do something to bring people in to make it seem fresh and new. And so I know for 15, 20 years now, we've been dealing with these same five characters. Let's bring in a Cousin Oliver. You know, Cousin Oliver is a Brady Bunch reference.
Sure. Okay.
So when Brady Bunch, when all the kids were getting too old to be in the show, they brought in this little Cousin Oliver, a little toe-haired kid with glasses and just always getting into trouble. And
he was a jerk.
And he was a jerk. But you know what? They did the same thing in cartoons. We've had Ruby Doo and we've had Yabba-Doo and we've had
Scooby-Dum.
Dum-dum-dum-dum. But the most annoying character that ever came out of Scooby-Doo, of course, Scrappy-Doo with his puppy power.
Oy.
And, you know, for a younger audience of people that actually grew up on the really cool Scooby-Doo stuff. Scrappy-Doo was a big old doo-doo-doo-doo. actually, what's his full name? Scrappy-Dappy-Doo?
Scrappy-Dappy-Doo is what he would yell.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's a terrible name. But like my sister really kind of likes Scrappy-Doo. She thought that was a cool character. I'm sure someone like you, Zach, would think that Scrappy-Doo was interesting too.
I believe a lot of my acquaintances in my younger years preferred Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, idiots, all of them.
It's just awful.
The problem was that he was a complete opposite of Scooby-Doo. And Scooby-Doo is this giant Great Dane who's scared of everything. You wouldn't think a Great Dane would be scared of anything. But then you got this little pipsqueak that can talk just like everybody else. So there's not a problem with, you know, Scooby-Doo's kind of like, but Scrappy-Doo, perfect Don Messick voice voicing Scrappy-Doo. And we get Let Me At Him and Puppy Power and all this BS stuff that just ruined the entire show. I mean, you know, ruined the entire show.
He has an incredible voice acting pedigree. He was initially voiced by Lenny Weinrib.
Yeah.
And then he was voiced by Don freaking Messick.
Yeah, for the most part.
If Don Messick can't make your character good, F that character.
Well, and then I guess
character in the ear.
Now he's voiced by Scott. What is his name? Inez. Scott Inez. Inez. He's been doing that for like 11 years now, which goes to show you that you can't kill this character. In fact, he was the spoiler alert. He was the bad guy in that Scooby-Doo movie.
Scooby-Dooby. Yeah, they actually had a reference Scooby-Doo, the Mystery Inc. show.
Yeah, yeah.
They popped up at one point, and Shaggy's like, "We all agreed we wouldn't talk about him ever again."
God, the worst character ever to be introduced into a fine show, turning it from a comedy mystery show into a comedy tragedy show. No, not even a crappity tragedy show. Scrappy-Doo ruined a whole series for me with his appearance. Scrappy-Doo
was my number two most annoying cartoon character. Before they jumped the show.
Oh, man, his first appearance is, "Hey, let's introduce your little nephew who's come for a visit." I think he popped out of a box or something.
That was in the opening credits. He actually has a contradictory origin.
Yeah, I know. It's
Scrappy has more than one origin, depending.
Yeah, well, but let's not get into him because he sucks.
He sucks.
And he's annoying. And he's my number two most annoying cartoon character. So, Zach, that leaves you to do a number two.
No, I have a number two.
Yes.
And, again, going back to my roots here.
Okay.
Big Show, Nickelodeon, staple of my childhood.
Yes.
Big Show in the time, Rugrats.
Rugrats.
Rugrats. Great show.
Hated that show.
Well, it's because you're old and a curmudgeon.
I guess so. Because I never found Tommy interesting at all.
Well, you weren't like four when the show came out.
No, but there were a lot of my friends who were my age who just simply adored it. And every Friday night, I think, is when it was on in Atlanta, they would go and gather and have their little giggle parties while they watched Rugrats.
That's cool. I'm down with that. But there's one character in particular that is annoying.
Which one of the twins? And Dill?
No. A Pickle.
Oh.
An Angelica.
Yeah.
Pickles.
Ooh.
She's kind of a little bit like Dee Dee.
A big bully.
On the evil side.
Yeah, she's very mean to all the little babies, the Rugrats.
Yes.
And that's not cool.
No.
She's trying to trick them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's just mean and tricks them.
Prima donna.
Absolutely. She's totally spoiled and bratty. All the characteristics of a character that I just don't like.
What do you think she grew up to be?
I think she grew up to be...
Because we have seen him in older years, right?
I mean, we saw him in high school.
Yeah, they did have that.
Dig up Angelica Pickle's basement.
I'm afraid I'm going to offend people if I say a profession, but I have something in mind.
Zachary.
I'm thinking accountant.
Zachary Aloysius.
What? Accountant?
Oh, okay. Your brain is a scary place, son.
What? No. My brain is fine.
Accountant's not scary. But yeah, I could see her growing up to be an accountant.
Yeah.
No, probably more like a movie star or something. Or at least trying to be.
Oh, well, if you're going to go that path, I'm thinking reality show or maybe like...
There you go.
What's like the step down from E? A&E?
TMZ?
Yeah. TMZ doesn't have their own channel. She would probably be featured on TMZ a lot. But I think she has... Like a Household Wives of like Chicago, like some really offshoot
Housewives
town.
Housewives of Nickelodeon.
Like it gets like they have Atlanta and like Jersey City.
Housewives of Nick at Night.
Yeah. But yeah, I think in my mind, I think Angelica becomes an accountant and kind of probably works her way up the ladder. I think she'd probably be driven a little bit. She probably has a nice life. She kind of has. She gets married maybe twice. I don't know. Has a couple kids.
To Tommy?
No, that's weird. I said Chicago. Anyways, that's enough of that.
She married Mati from Captain Planet.
They were cousins. That's right.
They were cousins.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. She found out what kind of power Hart was.
Well,
she
or Lil and Dill. They were just friends, weren't they?
They were just friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, Dill was Tommy's little brother.
Phil and Lil.
Okay.
Twins.
Yeah, the twins.
Philip and Lil.
I never watched the show.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, what are you guys talking about?
No. Wasn't that? They were related, though, right?
Prank caller.
Was that episode? My favorite episode was that watermelon in the stomach one. Yeah, you guys remember that? I mean, never watched it, of course. Read about it on the internet.
Or the one they went to the park and they lost their motorized little car. I mean, what the hell? What? Matthew, what's your number two?
I was an admin. Wait, what?
So number two. I feel the need to point out once again that we do not coordinate our answers on top five. We like to surprise each other. And in so doing, utilize our cough switch so that you can't hear us cough. But more importantly, I did not know what Zachary was choosing when I chose my number two. Now, I want to go on record. I am a voice nerd. I've said this before. I'll probably keep saying it again. You know, you look at the tattoos on my Hanna-Barbera tattoos, my eyelids actually say Frank Welker. I was in a very strange cartoon.
You don't have
prison.
Big enough eyelids for Welker.
No, I have big eyes. I'm from Japan. But if you look at actors, voice actors, there are a lot of voice actors who are held in high esteem. Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, very, very talented actress. Tara Strong, love Tara Strong. Cree Summer, who actually is one of Tara Strong's childhood friends, E.G. Daly, all of these very talented voice actors. But there are times when a group of talented actors can come together and work on something that is such a turd, a giant, giant steaming turd, which is why my number two is related to Zach's number two in that he chose Angelica Pickles of Rugrats. My number two most annoying cartoon character is every single character on Rugrats.
Even the little adopted Asian girl?
What is this?
I've never seen this show.
She was involved in that first movie.
Here's
when they went to Paris?
I mean,
stay with
whoa.
The other two guys. Focus.
Didn't they get lost in the jungle and meet
Rugrats, the thing about Rugrats when you're a voice nerd is that when you say Frank Welker's doing a voice, when Frank Welker does the voice of Iceman on Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, it is a different voice than Frank Welker doing the voice of Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget, which is a similar but different voice to Frank Welker doing the voice of Megatron. Everyone who did a voice on Rugrats did their funny voices, like kind of mocking their nose and talking like this. You cannot listen to 5 seconds of Rugrats without somebody honking through their nose like an asthmatic baboon. No matter how talented these people are, and trust me, I love Tara Strong. Tara Strong is a wonderful human being and a goon, by the way. You should follow her on Twitter. She's hysterical. Cannot stand her work on Rugrats. Cannot stand Rugrats. And if I want to hear people talking funny through their nose, all I have to do is go back to work and lock myself in the bunker for another 10 hours. So my number two is I think I was probably, Stephen and I were what, 20 when started?
Oh, it was well over 20 because I was already in Atlanta, so I would have been 25 by then.
I want to say Rugrats started in like 1992 or something. But yeah, we're probably too old to be the target audience, but there is no excuse for the voice acting on that show. None, which is why my number two is everyone who ever appeared anywhere in Rugrats.
Yeah, 91 is when it originally started. 91 to 2004.
But I still love you, Tara Strong. And I love you also, Cree Summer, just a tiny bit less than I love Tara Strong. Maybe if you were funnier on Twitter, but say lovey.
All right, we are now up to our number ones.
Number one!
Number ones. I had to change my number one because I guess I blocked it out because it's brings back such horrible memories. And I'm not talking about Naughty because Naughty isn't he's not an annoying character. Just the entire show is annoying. So you can't just, you know, classify a character as the problem.
Sure.
But there is another show that my son, thankfully, the oldest, has stopped watching about 2 years ago. And the youngest has never discovered it because he's too busy watching. What's that cat, purple cat character that lives in the crazy land?
Nermal?
Well, no, that's Garfield.
Is it a cartoon?
Yeah, it's a cartoon series on.
Was it Geek the Cat?
No.
Puff?
Huh?
Puff?
No. I'll think about it here. They were just watching a little bit ago. It's got the girl from Taxi does the voice. The girl from Taxi does the voice. And then it's got a crazy, they work in a magical land and he's a cat that talks and runs around and he's a little boy. I forget what it is. Somebody will shout out.
The Cheshire Cat.
No. Purple. He's purple.
Mary Lou Henner does the voice?
Yeah. No. The Latka's.
Carol Kane?
Yeah. You'll think of it.
Will I?
I'm sure you will. Because here, he's too busy watching that. Fortunately, he's not watching The Adventures of a Boy Who's Four. Each day he grows some more, although he always stays the same age. And I'm going to offend everyone from Canada, because this is the worst thing to ever come out of Canada. And I've met a lot of Canadians, and they're generally pretty nice and good people.
Justin Bieber came from Canada.
Well, I take that back then. I've never met Justin Bieber face-to-face, but... No. He is probably ranks a little bit lower on my annoying character list.
Wow.
Yeah.
He peed in a bucket.
That's okay. Caillou probably wet himself on many occasions. Here's the thing. I don't think I've ever seen an explanation of why Caillou is bald, although Skrull Brian has come out and said that he thinks it's because Caillou has leukemia, and that's why everybody puts up with his crap that he does because they're afraid that, you know, well, he's going to die soon. He's got leukemia.
Awful.
He's got leukemia and he's going to die soon. So we'll just let him get away with anything because he is a spoiled, rotten brat. And his parents need to go get the switch out of the yard when they're picking up sticks and just take it to that kid's backside and get him straightened out. I don't advocate beating children, but in the case of Caillou, I endorse it. Caillou, the most annoying cartoon character ever. Thank you, Canada.
Wow.
Yes.
That's scary.
And his parents can't figure out what color their house wants to be. They're annoying. Rosie is annoying. Actually, Rosie's probably the most sane character in that show.
Probably, yeah.
No one knows what mom does. No one knows what dad does.
You know why?
No. Because they're dead.
Yes, it's like the Garfield theory. They're dead, and Caillou is slowly starving to death under a table in an abandoned house.
Good.
I'm sorry, that's not fun. I have no idea what purple cat you're talking about. So.
Yep, that's my. It's not Nyan Cat. Nyan Cat. I'll find it here in a minute. You get to your number one, Zach.
I have a number one.
Okay.
And I cannot compare it to your number one because I have never...
You've never seen Caillou?
No.
How can you be a child of the 90s and never have seen Caillou?
If you type in purple cat in your image search on Google, you get some weird looking stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Put your safe search on.
No, it's just like...
Safe search on.
One looks like it was made out of...
Aye.
I don't know. It's just weird. The internet's a weird
Layla's
picture.
Not supposed to dress like that.
Oh my god, look at this picture. This is horrible, but this is just funny.
What's your number one,
Zach? That's, not
that's
it.
Weird. Anyways, that's okay, anyways, creepy. Number one. Back for number five. Number five was Pearl from SpongeBob SquarePants. A great show of mine. Many a laughs have come from my belly due to that show.
Uh-huh.
And almost none of them came because my number one character did anything amusing at all.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in between the two funniest characters in the show, SpongeBob and Patrick, the two greatest friends there ever were. And now my number one is Squidward.
Squidward is more annoying than SpongeBob?
Yes. SpongeBob, let me play my clarinet. I
would have picked SpongeBob over.
No. SpongeBob is great. SpongeBob has a nice outlook on life. He's happy. He's go lucky.
SpongeBob.
Squidward's weird. He doesn't like people. And he's just mean. And he doesn't like any of the customers that come. He's just annoying all the time. He doesn't play the clarinet well. And he's just like not a nice person. Yeah. I feel like as maybe SpongeBob might be annoying, but that mainly is because he likes life too much, maybe. And, and Squidward hates life. And so that's a contradictory thing in the show. I don't know where I was going with that. I just started saying words. Anyway, Squidward's really annoying. I don't really like him. He has been featured in a couple episodes, and those are really annoying episodes because all he is trying to do is like trying to one-up people that he left from its past. Bad episodes, not good stuff.
Yeah.
Except the one where he led the band at the Super Bowl halftime is a fairly good show, mainly because everyone else in the entire show is featured in the episode, and they say some funny stuff.
Okay. All right. Oh, here she does a great taxi voice. It's Tara Strong who does the voice of Truffles in the TV show Chowder.
Oh.
Have you seen that one?
Yes.
That one's kind of annoying, although that's what my kids are currently watching right now.
That's where my love of Tara Strong comes from.
Oh, yeah.
There's an episode of that show where they run out of money for animation.
Yeah.
And they cut back to the voice actors in the studio and they decide to go and wash a car.
Yeah.
For charity. And Tara Strong in a bikini top. Wow. Oh, if I wasn't 30 already, man, that would have knocked me straight into puberty, I'll tell you.
I just got done with puberty. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right. What is your number one, Matthew?
Why are we laughing like Peter Griffin just because it's a cartoon episode?
Oh, because I was hoping that would be your number one, Peter Griffin, because he's on my also-ran list.
Giggity, giggity. No. I thought about Peter. I really did. And then I thought about Brian, who's kind of an even bigger douche. And I thought about a lot of characters. I mean, really anybody on Family Guy. Quagmire. Oh, Glenn Quagmire. But then I started, you know, my brain started going and saying, this is a list of the most annoying people. So, I mean, you could put Starscream on there just for his constant shrieky voice. Or you could put Scooby-Dumb on there or Grape Ape, because Grape Ape had some sort of, I don't know. You know, Grape Ape is kind of a forebear of Torque.
What about
so
Speed Buggy?
I love Speed Buggy. Hey, Tink.
What about Jabberjaw?
Jabberjaw. Yeah, that's Frank Welker. Yeah. I had a crush on the dark-haired girl from the Neptunes.
Oh, yeah.
But I started thinking about annoying.
Zach has no idea what we're talking about.
No, I'm zoning out.
It comes down to a single incident. And as with many negative incidents in my life, it centers around a holiday.
Oh, yeah?
Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown is kind of a nice kid, but he's a nebbishy kid. He's an introverted kid. He's a weird kid, and he's a doormat. And Charlie Brown had plans to go to his grandma's house for Thanksgiving. But Charlie Brown's friend, Peppermint Patty, calls him Chuck, and invites herself to Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving dinner. Now, Charlie Brown, nice kid, but he's a doormat. And Patty clearly has a crush on him. And I think he's hedging his bets a little bit in case the little red-haired girl thing doesn't work out. You want to have, you know, it's fine. It's healthy for a kid to have somebody who has a crush on him. So he agrees that Patty can come over for Thanksgiving. Now, he doesn't tell her that they're supposed to leave and that they're not actually going to be home for Thanksgiving. He starts putting together in his head a plan. And then Patty calls back and invites her friend Marcy. And Charlie Brown tries to tell her, and to no avail. And then she calls back and invites another friend to his house for Thanksgiving. And then when they come to the house, and Charlie Brown and his dog, he has to enlist the dog, Zach. The dog is not named Indiana. He enlists the dog to come up with a really, really great dinner. Each person gets an ice cream sundae and some toast and some popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn.
And some pretzel
some candy
sticks,
corn.
Handful of jelly beans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a really nice thing to do. And it's the kind of food that a 10-year-old kid with leukemia and his dog can put together with the help of a friendly canary who probably has some sort of terrible bird disease. But when Patty gets there, what happens? She invited herself to his house for dinner at his house. She didn't ask him if she could come. She didn't ask him if they were even having dinner. She gets all indignant on him and blows up in his face about he didn't give her the Thanksgiving dinner that she expected, having invited herself and friends with no provocation to his house. And she is such a raging, and please forgive me for saying this, cartoon biznatch, that there is nothing that Patricia Reichardt could ever do to sell me on the possibility that she is anything more than a self-centered, rotten, spoiled brat. And the thing is, Angelica Pickles, yeah, she's a psycho hose beast, and we know she grows up to be evil. But there were moments where you felt like she had a soul. And quite frankly, Peppermint Patty was just a jerk. And this was a boy she claimed to like. This was a boy she wanted to be her boyfriend. And she was such a raging putz to this poor lad that she cemented her position eternally for me as the number one most annoying cartoon character of all time. And deservedly so. You ever see the way she walks over Marcy? Poor little Marcy, clearly in love with the woman. Marcy doesn't know any better. She's just like, yes, sir, no, sir, come on. You cannot walk all over Marcy. That's just heartless. That is heartless.
All right.
Sorry, I got a little bit emotional there.
Hey,
that's okay.
Emotions are a thing, man.
Yeah,
because we're talking about annoying things.
Because then what people are going to do after they've heard our list is they're going to go over to the podcast posting page.
Yeah.
Lifting that from Zach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're going to, and that podcast posting page can only be found at majorspoilers.com. And what listeners are going to do now, Matthew, is they're going to share their top five most annoying cartoon characters.
Post their personal picks on the podcast posting page.
Well, now see, you've just gone too far.
No, too far.
Have I?
Too far, Matthew. Too far.
Too many P's.
No.
Yes.
Prepare your preposterous pontifications.
Sorry.
Put Pringles
on there
somewhere.
Possible proliferation.
No, sorry.
Pringles.
Cartoon personages.
And that's not a word.
Peter Percival Patterson, pet pig Porky, who loved pizza pie. And that's what you need to do.
Because everybody loves a list, the P is silent.
If you have any questions, comments, topic ideas for future shows, or would like to sponsor a show, send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Visit Major Spoilers at majorspoilers.com and be sure to check out the Major Spoilers forum. You can also follow Major Spoilers on Twitter at twitter.com/majorspoilers.